Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
News and Talk 1380 WAOK.
John Collins is my name. Track and field used to be my game. You're listening to Much Truth with Derek Bozeman on News Talk 1380 WAOK.
Call us at 404-892-2703 on News and Talk 1380 WAOK.
All right, welcome back to News and Talk 1380 WAOK. We just hate to inform you, as we just seen on Channel 2 News, we heard earlier from members close to the family, Juanita Abernathy, the wife of a civil rights legend and a legend in her own service to the people, made a transition from earth to glory earlier today. And so our thoughts and prayers go with the Abernathy family. Miss Juanita Abernathy, who took the mantle of leadership or served right there with her husband. Many times we don't give these women the credit they deserve. Coretta Scott King, Juanita Abernathy, these were leaders in their communities as well. Although we laud their husbands for their leadership, we often forget to thank the sisters of the movement who kept the families together, faced the same threats to their life and well-being. And so we remember Mrs. Juanita Abernathy as she has made her transition to be with her husband, Rap David Abernathy. And so our family extends our condolences to the Abernathy family. In the coming days, we will keep you informed on what will happen with service and all of that. With that, ladies, welcome.
Thank you.
You need to move that microphone right in front of you. Put it right in front of your mouth like I got mine close. Pull it towards you. Don Brockington Shaw, your parent over in the Benjamin Mays cluster, and Shauna Hayes Tavares, have children in the APS. I know you've been an advocate for as long as I know. Shauna, let's start with you. You heard the superintendent.
Yes, I did. You got to love her.
What do you make of this? Let's just deal with, should this contract for Dr. Carsten Fund, from where you sit, be renewed?
No, I don't think it should be renewed.
And why not?
You know, a lot of the things that Dr. Carsten spoke about, you know, she's such an eloquent speaker and such a wordsmither. And I love that about her, actually. But for me, what we need for our side of town, you know, she talked about the charter schools, for instance. The charter schools are depleting our particular schools. They're changing the demographics. Yes, they spent per pupil more money on SPLOS because there are less students on our side of town because of those reasons. And so I think that we need a new leader, a new change, someone who cares and is concerned about the community's input and impact. What we want for our students, but literacy, those people who can go into a deep dig and do root causes to what's going on in our community to be able to provide the services that Atlanta Public Schools needs. Certainly, I am not in favor of how this board has done this, not just this time, but the other times that they have extended her contract. And so I've spoken about that numerous times at the board in reference to the transparency and accountability. However, I do think it's time that we make some changes, but not only with the superintendent. I think that we need to also start thinking about 2021 for board members as well, to be honest.
Let's unpack it. You just said a lot. You said it all within about a minute, but you said a lot. Let's try to unpack some of what you said. Let's get to the transparency issue beyond this and the other extensions of the contract. Mm-hmm. You don't believe the board operate within its legal authority, or they should do more? Because the Sunshine Laws of Georgia says that a meeting cannot occur unless it's noticed and everything else. What do you feel that you're not seeing from this board or hearing from this board that should be, that you should have heard?
I think the truth and open and honest dialogue about it. I think that they have done a lot of things behind closed doors.
Like
you've
what?
Heard, for instance, this the superintendent talked about, but we know for sure, those of us who attend, that this board has been quite favorable about the superintendent, although we have opposed a lot of the decisions the superintendent has made around literacy, around the charter school model, around community engagement, around teacher and around wraparound services, around the turnaround strategy that some clusters did not even receive funding on, around the charter school operators that have come in and taken over our schools and have gotten absorbent contracts, those types of things that are depleting and bankrupting our school system, around the stronghold of the business community. Now, unfortunately, that is not a new concept. That has been long old. And grown
We've
and old in
time.
Atlanta public schools. Mm-hmm. And the one thing that we wanted the new superintendent to do was to be able to avoid falling into the same sinkhole that the past superintendents have fallen into around the business community. And so there are lots of things that the superintendent has done that we don't like. We don't like the direction that it's moving in. And she touted about, you know, the charter schools. Let's just use Drew as an example in Purpose Built. So Purpose Built went over there into what used to be an area, but it became a gentrified area where million-dollar homes are now on that school, on that street. Those schools have not, they've changed and turned over. The Title I rate down in the lower grades is almost non-existent. It has become a totally different school system in which, a school area in which we know. And I'm not saying that that's a good or bad thing all the time, but certainly not at the expense of children and their education. And so we've closed schools. She talked about SPLOST dollars. So what she had to do is speak about the South Side in a collective way. Because, yeah, in the whole South Side does outnumber the one atrocity of a building called North Atlanta High School, where we've spent over $200 million on it. We spent $11 million on gravel removal. Okay, and so let's make sure we understand the totality of that. North Atlanta has the largest land mass, so they have the largest percentage of children, so that what they did was so that they can justify and create the monstrosity of the castle out there called North Atlanta. So, but we're not going to dispute that, because what we do know is that over $150 million that we've spent on SPLOST are schools that have closed. Okay, let me say that again. Yes, we've spent a lot of money on the South Side of town because, as we know, through racism and segregation, they put a whole lot of schools in communities so that we wouldn't cross over lines, and you know that. Right. So we had schools sitting in housing projects and another school two rocks away. And although community schools are a great thing, we had an abundance of schools on our side of town because of that reason, because they didn't want us to be in their neighborhoods. And so let's make sure we understand the history of that. And so out of that, out of the millions of dollars that we've spent on SPLOST, $150 million are on schools that we have closed.
All right, Sean, do you believe this superintendent has done anything good?
Let me just say this. I think that the superintendent has shown a good tenacity. You know, I'm like any old thing. It's like when you have stale bread that has a little mold on it. You start cutting around it to find the good parts, right? But it doesn't change the fact that the bread is stale. And so I definitely think that we can certainly curve around the stale bread and say these are some great things that the superintendent has done.
Like
Let's
what?
Remember, some of these things have been a continuation of what already started. So the equity, for instance, at least the idea of it, which we still have not really put totally into place like it should be, the equity audit didn't start with Dr. Karstarfin. However, she did help, at least on some levels, help guide it through with the demand of the community, though. See, this is the thing about that. Just like she said, she did nothing, she said, that the board did not approve. And as she knows, and been at every board meeting, we don't agree with everything the board has approved. But she is the one who brings the ideas to the board. Okay, let's keep that clear. Okay, yes, they may adopt policy, but policies come based on what the superintendent suggests as well. Budget ramifications come on what the superintendent puts into place and suggests as well. And then, of course, these nine people will approve anything that she puts forth, because you're buddies
now.
And pals. We're all together hanging out at the Beyonce concert.
But they voted not to renew her contract.
Yeah, but you know what, Derek? Some of them did, some of them didn't. And then we have to question that. That's what, you know, I talked about that on your show last week, is that we have to make sure that we are holding the board members accountable too, because the board chair, for instance, came out a few months ago and talked about how wonderful the superintendent was. And we asked then, did you ask us about what we thought? So they are the ones who evaluated her and said all these wonderful things in public and then shifted in a couple months. You have to wonder that yourself, what happened? Because it certainly wasn't because all of a sudden he listened to the community. So let's be clear on that. So we don't really know what his motives are to that. He talked about a lot of ill will from 2014. I call that bull, okay, because he has done everything differently in the community to show that that is not true. So all of that is coming up. I don't know if that's about political aspirations. I don't know if that's about business community. I don't know if it's about stronghold. I don't know if it's about dollars, but it certainly doesn't make any sense.
All right. 404-892-2703. We call this giving the minority report. Superintendent was here. Let me go see if the WAOK bar is open. I just feel like I need me a scotch and something. I don't need something. 448-922-27. Now that's strong for me. 448-922-2703. All our lines are filled up. When we come back, Don Brockington Shaw. Parent in the Mays Custer.
Yes, Benjamin Elijah Mays High School.
One of the great schools.
Absolutely. And trying to make it great again.
Yeah, make it great again.
Yes.
You said they were soliciting people to sign the petition and all of that. I saw that. We'll talk about that when we come back. Tell us what's going on in these schools. We'll be back.
All right. You're going to learn today.
Call us at 404-892-2703 on News and Talk 1380. WAOK.
WAOK.
AOK.
This is Chris Chestnut. From 4 to 7 p.m., I'm tuned into Too Much Truth with Derek Bozeman on News and Talk 1380. WAOK.
Call us at 404-892-2703 on News and Talk 1380. WAOK.
Sometimes I don't wanna be who I am, but circumstances make me who I am. Me coulda get caught up in rusty iron. Give thanks for the conquering lion. When you experience things, you gain knowledge in some serious ways. To different college, yeah.
All right. Shauna, what grade would you give the superintendent if you were grading her 5-year tenure?
You know, each year would probably be different. So I think at average she'd probably get a C-, a D+. I just have to say, because there are some things, she went up to the fight for some deeds and some things that we needed her to do coming off the heels of the Beltline. She had the strength to do that. You know, I know my advocates will say, they'll give her props. But, you know, for me, I always like to give a balanced perspective.
You got to be balanced.
You know, again, we got to cut, you know, the good part off the mold. And so I would give her a C-, D+, but I don't think that she is the right fit for Atlanta Public Schools. And that's just kind of where that goes to.
And you don't believe these board members are either.
No, I don't believe these board members are either, because we've been asking way before now, like the superintendent thinks someone is owing her something, you know, and, you know, she's going on this tour and we don't like these distractions that are going on with the school system. We need her to really be working on a transition plan if that's what she says she's going to do.
Right.
However, we've been asking the board members to be more transparent and accountable to us since they brought out her as the single candidate.
What does that look like, though? What does
well,
that look like?
In the very beginning, they should not have brought one sole candidate. Okay, that was the
go
very
back and
beginning.
Remind us what the historic. Give us the institutional knowledge.
So after Dr.
That.
Hall left in 2011, we got Errol Davis from 2011-ish, 2012 to around 2013.
And we knew he was a placeholder.
He was a placeholder.
Kind of over there just
to, he came in as an interim to try to get some things taken care of after the cheating scandal, right after the sex required action steps. Okay, and so we went on a search. We found two candidates. We didn't like neither one of those two ladies. One went on to do another district. We didn't like them, and so the board members came to those of us in the community, and they did, and asked us, what do we think about having an interim while we find someone?
Right.
And so my response was, let's do what we need to do to find the best quality. And if we need to have an interim, let's do that. So then in the interim situation, Dr. Kastarfin, somehow's names came up in the search committee
process. She
was Superintendent Austin, had come in from Minnesota, had come from working under Michelle Rhee in D.C., so she had a short superintendency time, but she had been a superintendent. And that was one of the criteria for the superintendent profile. We wanted someone who had been a superintendent. And so that was a critical piece. And so they brought her in as a sole candidate, which started off with a low level of accountability in the beginning, because that's just not how we had done it in the past, with little to no input from the community. And then the idea was, well, she won't want to do it because no good quality superintendent is going to want to come under this level of scrutiny. Well, our response to that was, well, too bad. She's getting paid off public dollars. You all are our elected officials. This is what we need. We need to know. We need to have a panel of folks who are hiring a superintendent. So she came in, and immediately she went into the charter system. We had to choose either stay status quo, IE square. You probably remember all that stuff. that was going on. And instead of doing, which we asked for them to not do that, to stay status quo, so that we can do a root cause to really figure out what was going on in Atlanta Public Schools, coming off the cheating scandal, coming off the sacks, coming off the transitions. And so she chose not to do that, and the board chose not to do that. And so they went into this 2.5-year, 3-year process for developing a charter system. In the process, then the governor started the OSD stuff. And then we had to try to figure out, okay, so then they stopped all that to try to deal with the turnaround strategy, to try to throw some things together. They hired that woman from the state, you know, gave her a nice little salary.
You're giving us a lot of stuff. You know, when the OSD, Opportunity School District, was this kind of mandate for these schools to kind of be under some charter management or some other kind of So you're giving us a whole lot, but let's.
So that's just how she got here. But in that process, the things that she did were just not the right thing. She didn't have the community input enough. And if she says the board is doing it, that's why we have to also look at them, too. But they have not been transparent in the process. In the first time when Courtney English was the chair for 4 years, we asked him to have a balanced scorecard. When Dr. Hall was here, the one thing that we did have was a balanced scorecard, which meant that the public knew exactly what the targets or the metrics or the matrix is for what the superintendent is supposed to accomplish. And then we would know in a public forum whether he or she accomplished that goal. And so we heard from this board that the superintendent did not want public measures, which didn't make any sense. And so that has been a point
she
of contention this entire time.
You heard her say she has
nine areas and balance. But we're talking about real measures.
Her job
and you
performance
also
metrics is right here. She's given to me academic performance on state assessment, graduations rate, creating a system of excellent schools aligned with the budget, CCRP, college and career readiness, a performance index, a talents management, SPLOSH. You got them right here.
So the question
becomes. You've never seen this before?
No. Okay. The question becomes, where did that PowerPoint come in? The one thing Atlanta Public Schools is very good at is presentation. I mean, they have some great PowerPoints, Derek, I'm telling
you. Well, you asked the school board members. They haven't provided you this?
They have not. And we've asked, and we've asked all of them. You can't go Google that on the website unless they've changed that. You can't go figure that out. When you go to the board, we're asking these things, too. I've asked board members. This is not something that I'm just pulling out of the sky.
I got you.
You know, this is real stuff here. And let's
Don
not even
Bracken
get into the partnerships.
Let's talk.
Hi.
Parent, your concern. You're in the maize cluster.
My first concern is I listened to Dr. Karstarfin on V103, and I heard her on your show continuously say she respects the board's decision. However, she's going on this media blitz. What is the purpose behind it? What I see in our community is it's causing a divide. And if the focus should be on the children, why are we focused on how great Maria Karstarfin is? So my first thing is I need to ask, why is she doing this? Is she trying to get them to change their votes? That's my understanding in our community. She's trying to get at least 2 or 3 of the board members to change their vote.
But my first concern is,
why is she doing this? If they made a decision and you respect that decision, why are you not going about your work and finding a new work and moving on? Why not exit gracefully? Yeah. And she's not doing that. So there's an agenda there.
Yeah. And let's make sure that people understand the process. The board does not have to take a vote.
Exactly.
Right.
She has a contract that does not that takes her into June 2020. It does not require another vote.
It does not. So why is she trying
to
destroy the system?
So whether it's 4 or 5 or 6 or 7 or 1, if the majority of this board has given the chairman the authority to say it or whatever, not say it, this is a non-renewal. We're just not renewing the contract. Now, that's why I asked her just off the rip. I mean, we know you want to stay. But as you said, she said, I respect the board's decision. And if you respect the board decision, then you just keep it moving.
Yeah.
Right.
Her behavior in this week obviously says that I do not respect the board's decision. And if they were to walk back that decision, there would be absolutely no control. Right? There would be no control. She's the employee. I'm absolutely stunned that she's doing this as an employee. Can you imagine? Your boss says, I think we're good. we're going to part ways, and you say, I don't really think so, and you go on this.
I'm Maria. I done already told them down here, y'all get rid of me, I'll be out on the sidewalk with a picket sign.
She may be going
to the Derek Bowman School. Hell, I ain't going nowhere quiet. I'll be out front on B Street with a sign.
That's a concern. I think people really need to look, if she cares that much about this school, why would you want to create chaos in this divisiveness? And that's kind of her hallmark. So that's the first thing. Go ahead. What were we going to say?
Well, no, we got to take a break. Okay. Put a pin in it. We got to take a break. We'll come back. We'll let you finish up your thoughts, and then we'll go back to our phones.
Okay.
Whew. Didn't know it was going to be like this, but we're going to, you know, this is why we exist. We'll be back. It's News and Talk 1380 WALK.
You want answers?
I want the truth. You can't handle the truth.
Call us at 404-892-2703 on News and Talk 1380 WALK. WALK.
Hi, we're the Mount Nebo Youth Ministry, and you are listening to Too Much Truth with Derek Bozeman on News and Talk 1380 WALK.
Call us at 404-892-2703 on News and Talk 1380 WALK.
All right, look here. All our phone lines jammed. I want to give away some Black Women's Expo. So as soon as somebody hang up, y'all start calling. Call the number 13. All right, I got 4 tickets to the Black Women's Expo this coming weekend. And all you got to do is call when the line get clear. But right now, everybody's on. Don Brockington Shaw, parent, Mace Cluster. What does the cluster need that is not getting that you think this superintendent had not provided? Tell us what your concerns are.
Focus. So when Shauna talked about it, when she actually came on board, we actually met with our school representatives, Stephen Lee and Jason Estevez, June 30th, 2014. Requesting a meeting. We were very clear about basically our strengths, weaknesses. We understood we were competing with charter schools. We were looking for, okay, if we've got to compete, let's be competitive. We asked for her help. We finally got on her calendar in February of 2015. It took that long of begging for her to come out to the Mays Cluster and meet with us, our parent group, to go over how do we work with the district. And here's what we see. Here are the solutions we think could help to bring us back to be a premier cluster, right? We understand this is a competition. We need to make sure, because at our lower levels, at West Manor, at Beecher, and even at Miles, people are making different decisions. And so in order for them to decide on the Mays Cluster, we've got to have something for them to want, right? We've got to make sure that we are providing the education that, or the fine arts, whatever that thing is that their kids want. And so really my position and the reason why I do not support her contract renewal, she just 100% neglected us. So from the very beginning, and we have this documented, we've been looking to work with her. We continuously would send her emails. We met with our board members. And for some reason, purpose built, there was always a reason. There was always a fire. There was always a reason not to come to the Mace Cluster. And the result of that has been a decline. We see it in almost every single area in the Mace Cluster. You were asking during the break, so what is a cluster meeting? So Tuesday, we had the cluster meeting in Mays. And really, there wasn't much to celebrate. We could really not find many glows. And they usually say glows are the things that we're really proud of. And our content mastery, in almost every area, enrollment, everything's down under her tenure. And we really want to hold her responsible, right? Mm-hmm. So you have an active community with educated parents that were ready to roll up their sleeves and work, and she would not work with us. And I think people need to understand why, when some people say, no, she did not do a good job. We did not thrive under her leadership. We declined under her leadership.
Mm-hmm. So we declined greatly. So you're fine with non-renewal of a contract?
Fine.
Mm-hmm. You're fine with it?
Yes.
You think it should
I think that's
be
a very
that.
Mild word. I was ecstatic.
Give me the one that you... Oh, okay.
I was ecstatic. I felt like this was a long time coming.
Yeah.
I think it was a long time coming.
What do you see that... Is anything you give her credit for doing well?
I think she brought Achieve Atlanta Scholarship to the district.
I don't know what that is.
It's a scholarship that if you have a B average and you meet a certain financial criteria, kids get $5,000 they can take anywhere to any college as long as they have a certain accreditation. So I think that's good.
Okay. You also said that you're concerned about some of the moves around. It's kind of off between the break. Mm-hmm. You're concerned about the moves that are being made now and its impact on the system. Talk about that.
So
what do you think is happening here?
I think Dr. Karstarfin leads with, remember, I came in on the heels of the worst cheating scandal ever, right? Mm-hmm. We never want to go back there. I literally think that's what she's doing now. On this little blitz, she is taking us back to that very chaotic time. People that want the best want to leave you intact. She is not leaving us intact with her behavior.
And you think she's dividing the community?
I don't think it. I know it. She's dividing principals, right? Principals have been asked to support her. So, look at all these principals that support. No, behind the scenes, people are being pressured and bullied, right?
Like, why do you say that? What evidence do you have of that?
The evidence that I have, if you ask them, there actually is a principal. Actually, I won't give the name. I will not give the name. However, my understanding that this principal actually took a half day off with the approval of downtown to go around to different schools and ask principals to sign a petition in support of Dr. Karstarfin. And people felt bullied. I've got comments, and I see Shauna nodding her head. People were concerned. If she's renewed and I don't sign, what does that mean? I think the culture of fear and retaliation is alive and well.
Wow.
Alive and well.
Sean, are you hearing that too?
Certainly we're hearing that. I mean, just look what has happened in the last couple of weeks before the vote now. Before the vote and before
the
board meeting.
Now, that wasn't
the
vote. We have to keep saying that.
Well, before the executive section that they did decide, well, they had a vote of this many said, no, we didn't want to renew, right? And this did want to renew,
right? Well, the statement that they made, because I haven't seen anything that because there was no vote required.
But they voted no, regardless of whether one was required or not, because Jason Estevez said it he said it out loud that there was a 5-3 vote. Erica Mitchell said she voted no for her. So there was some vote because she voted no for it.
Because here's the thing, even in the executive session, mm-hmm. the law requires when you come out of executive session, I think this is where people are making a error. When you come out of executive session, you have to report what business occurred.
That's right.
And so the board secretary, those minutes should be available with exception for personnel reasons. What they've said is that a majority of the board essentially said that her contract should not be renewed.
Exactly. So that's what they voted on, though, because that's what they've said. I'm not saying they did. I was not in the executive session. Erica Mitchell said on another person's show, I voted no. So she felt like there was a vote, right? Whether they would actually renew it.
I don't think that was.
Don't know. But so we don't owe her anything related to that. So your point, I definitely agree with that. You know, but certainly people are feeling. Think about what happened. There was a petition that went out that city council folks signed.
Yeah.
Politicians mm-hmm. signed. Some principals signed. So, of course, there's a pressure of if I sign, why were principals even asked? Normally they tell us not to talk about personnel mm-hmm. issues. Certainly. But then it was okay for principals to sign on to petitions or to not sign on petitions. Of course, there's a bullying mentality related to that. Now, some may actually like Dr. Karstarfin and want to sign a petition.
Yeah,
however, no matter whether you like her or not like her, that is an inappropriate action
for
employees under the superintendent.
For employees of the system,
that's right.
It should not have been allowed.
Period.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Yeah, period. So I don't care if they like her or not. Yeah. Okay.
And this happened on school time.
Yeah.
And so that was unacceptable.
I think that's bad.
And so this board, in reference to, I just want to take a little bit back to us talking about openly and transparent, because I think there is a lot of confusion on that. Because of certainly they've gone into executive session in the past and came back out and said, Dr. Karstarfin is doing a great job. We've decided to extend her contract or give her a new contract. Those votes have been going on in executive session this entire time. So this is not new to us.
Well, personnel issues generally are. I mean, it's superintendent. But even in executive session, once the session is over, the law requires you to come out and report what happened.
Right.
So you're saying there's no record of.
No, they do report out. We've decided that in executive session, we're going to approve our contract. However, what they do not do, and this is where this is the line here for me, is that parent engagement, community engagement, stakeholder engagement, responsibility and accountability, there has to be a transparent process. Dr. Gustafson is paid on the tax dollars budget. She's paid to supersede.
Look, we got folks at City Hall who do say they do same things over there. They'll come and knock on your door all the campaign season. Then we got one down there who wanted every time she get it, look, we want to give the community 1 minute to talk.
Exactly.
We want to give. I agree with you.
Yeah.
You know, we don't want elected officials to come down here to say anything. Or, you know,
public process, Derek. That's all I'm saying.
All right.
Whatever it is, what's fair and equitable.
We'll come back.
We'll
talk about what happens after this.
Yeah.
You know, after all is said and done, we're going to fast forward June 2020.
Okay.
Well, we got to see what's standing after her blitz.
You think it's a burn down, scorched earth policy?
Absolutely. She
you
needs
do
to sit
not
down.
Think that this is going to stop.
No. We need to walk her out right now.
Yeah. She needs to go.
Yeah.
Before we really have to start from scratch and rebuild. She absolutely needs to be paid out and she needs to go.
All right.
100% inappropriate behavior.
Amen.
What do you say to her comment that the board is inappropriate?
They are, too.
I'm not dealing with the board right
they
now. Dr. Maria Joel Karstarfin is inappropriate. It needs to have several seats somewhere else, not in Atlanta. She needs to go.
All right, we'll come back. We'll talk to Vince, Jihad, Adrian. Let's see whether they think there need to be some seats taken, and if so, who need to take one or whatever the case. Oh, my God, I don't want to go. I'm feeling some kind of way, and you know, I hadn't felt this way about APS in a long time. I'm feeling some kind of way. Really am. And I'm hoping y'all wrong, though. But anyway, we'll be back in a moment. I'm going to place. It's Too Much Truth with Derek Bozeman on News and Talk 1380 WALK.
Too much truth.
Call us at 404-892-2703 on News and Talk 1380 WAOK.
Breaking news, sports, weather, and traffic.
We're live. News and Talk 1380 WAOK.
This is Dr. Jackie with Married to Medicine, and you're listening to Too Much Truth with Derek Bozeman on News and Talk 1380 WAOK.
Call us at 404-892-2703 on News and Talk 1380 WAOK.
Tell you, man, I got a community. They send me everything now. They got the petition now. This is a petition. Now, obviously, somebody done had to carry this around or principal met it somewhere. Mm-hmm. It says, "Dear members of the Atlanta Board of Education," let me take my glasses off so I can read.
And it has the people who signed it.
Yeah. It said, "Thank you for your service and for taking the time to read the correspondence. We truly respect the work that you do for the betterment of our children in the city of Atlanta. We join you in loyalty and pride as members of the Atlanta Public Schools. As data from the 2015 to 2019 strategic plan has been shared with ongoing clusters meetings, schools leaders from across the city have been proud of the consistently improved outcomes. We feel strongly that our city, our school, and our children are better positioned now than they were 5 years ago. Graduation rates are up, access to early childhood has increased, many resources and autonomy have been pushed to the school. Principal turnover is down. Teachers' fill rates are at 100%. The Gallup Q12 highlights remarkable improvement in employee satisfaction and engagement. And now we finally have the resources to support social emotional learning of our students, including more wraparound services. During our ongoing cluster committee meeting, it goes on and on. And then it goes to the point. We, the undersigned principals of Atlanta Public Schools, are convinced that our progress over the past 5 years would not have been possible without the vision and leadership of our current superintendent. And as school principals, we are now experiencing a greater sense of hope and stability than ever before. Then the last part says that for these reasons, the undersigned principal joined many from APS, teachers and staff members, in our belief that our current superintendent is the right fit.
Crazy, Derek.
And then it's signed.
Maybe she wrote it.
I know. And the principal made the principal sign it. Give me a break.
Look here.
Really?
I've never seen anything quite like this.
No one of us have. And then we looked and say, what type of system do we have where that type of thing would be allowed? When have employees had an opportunity to chime in on the superintendent before, unless it's a setting in which the board members have created? Now, you don't sign a petition and send it. They tell us we can't talk about personnel issues and principals who are sitting there. So then we have to say, okay, are these the principals that she hired? You know what I'm saying? Of course they're going to say
there's
yes.
There's about 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20, 21, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. About 26, 27 principals.
Okay.
So somebody took this paper around, and so you saying that you had heard that a principal from a school was taking this around to get people assigned.
Yes.
During school hours.
Yes, sir.
That's what
you
heard.
With a blessing from downtown.
They all want to keep their jobs, too. I'd like my
look
job.
Look here, I've been saying, like, who ain't going to
sign
it now? You know, I mean, I don't know. I just don't think it requires all that, to be honest with you. I think those issues should be left up to the board and the superintendent.
That's right.
And personnel should stay out of it. Mm-hmm. I mean, because the bottom line, if you go, whoever comes, you got to work with.
That's right.
Absolutely.
And if I'm coming, I said, give me that list again. Let me look at who. So I'm just saying my advice to the faculty staff, stay out of it,
right.
Y'all just let the superintendent them figure this out. Let's go to the phone line. Let's try to get everybody in here before we get out of here. Let's go to Adrian on line 3. Adrian, how are you?
I'm good, Derek. How are you?
I'm doing fine. Your take on any, all of some of this?
Well, you know, the point that I want to make is when you talked about the literacy and you questioned the North versus South in terms of performance, and the superintendent said that, no, Derek, it's not 90% of the children that are failing below I-20. It's just 70%, okay? And then she said that there's a 58.8% achievement gap between the North and the South. Now, that to me said it all. And I think that I agree with your panelists that not only should we be questioning the superintendent and her, you know, continued stay in APS, but I think that the board, I think, as you say, Derek, something needs to be did about this.
And did fast.
Did fast, yes, yes. So thank you, Derek, for the important questions, okay?
All right, thank you, Adrian, for listening, because you caught that, too. You know, we had to interview fast, so of course we wanted to dig down on this. And as I said, I think that if the superintendent left, while these two may not agree, I think history would be kind to her. I think she did stabilize the system when it seemed like the wheels had been taken off. But I also know that the whole cheating scandal was contrived. But that's just my opinion, and we'll talk about that another day. We ain't got a few minutes. I want to get the maximum amount of people in here. Let's go to Vince and Atlanta. Vince.
Hello, how you doing?
I'm doing
very
well.
Quick, because I know some people on there, and hello to your guests. This lady's only been there not 5 years, and have made a lot of noise. I'm curious, where were all of these people when the air was out in the schools? And I hear a lot of vocal stuff about what she should have done and shouldn't have done, but where were they years ago? And where were they also when this huge cheating scandal was going on? It was a mess. I hear everybody knows what she should have done, but they were silent back then.
Now I know. Are you talking
about?
Wait
a minute.
Hold on, Ben.
Let me make my point.
Yeah,
and get
but hold on now. Hold on. You just made accusations, so we need to push.
Are you
talking about these two right here?
I'm just saying, not these two. If they were there, they know.
Oh yeah,
what
sir. Sir, let me tell you this: they were there.
We were there.
All right, okay. So you can't be talking, and you sure can't be talking about me now. When I think I probably the only Negro in town when the whole Washington school was full of mold and we had to get out there, protest and everything else, knock on door. But we hear you. So your point is you believe that this superintendent should be retained.
What my point is that I think she's done a lot for that school based on the turmoil that was going on at the time. I hear a lot about her salary.
Right.
She has a doctor from Harvard. I ain't mad at her. And the other thing, too, is like, you know, I don't know, it sounds like you were scared of charter schools and there's like, so it sounds like it on the radio, some bickering because she couldn't make it here. It was always, I mean,
what
come
have
on.
You heard? Obviously, you hadn't been listening to this show today.
I've been listening to it
for a long time.
Yeah,
but one thing you're not going to do, Vince, is for an hour and 30 minutes, I let this superintendent sit here and say whatever she wanted to say. I did not give her any pre-prescribed questions. I did tell her the broad areas that we would cover, and I'm doing the same thing for these parents who are here. Now, I can agree or don't agree with them. That's why we always open the phone. Well, tell us what you believe. Do you think the superintendent should be retained or whatever the case is? But the board has made their policy decision that they don't intend to retain her.
Okay, well, I mean, if that is their decision, that's their decision. I'm just saying that there were some things done, very questionable things, and that I feel that were unfair. And she has done a lot of good for the Atlanta school system. I don't think she's getting credit for that.
Okay, all right. Well, you called. You just gave her credit, so thank you for calling. 404-892-2703. We'll come back. We'll talk to Shahard and Joy when we come back. Don't go into place. And we also have Shauna and Don in the studio. We'll be back. It's News and Talk 1380 WALK.
Too much truth.
Call us at 404-892-2703 on News and Talk 1380 WALK. News and Talk 1380 WALK.
Too much truth.
God sent you here for a reason. You have a purpose in life, and I just thank God for you.
It's Derek Bozeman on News and Talk 1380 WALK. Call us at 404-892-2703 on News and Talk 1380 WALK.
Don Brockington, Shaw, you were talking about, we're talking off air about graduation rates. You say her numbers are inflated. What do you mean by that?
Wow. Well, there's a graduation rate and there's an adjusted graduation rate. And I'll just stick with a simple explanation. In 2014 or 2015, the graduation test was abolished.
Georgia right. Milestones is what they is that what they
no.
use?
No,
they have a graduation.
We said at the
test.
Same time. No, right. No, there was an actual high school graduation
in
order for
that.
You to graduate.
Right.
Yes,
yeah.
So that went away.
Right.
So all of a sudden, in 1 year, you saw a jump from that 50-something number to 79. Right.
And so the test falls away because part of the reason it fell away because some of these white kids in these rural areas
yep.
had gone to school for 12 years yep. and they were just getting a certificate of completion.
Yes.
They were not getting a diploma. Because if you did not pass the test, you were not given a diploma.
Yes,
and
right.
so
yeah, you did not have
whatever the pressure was, the state relents.
Yes.
Takes the test down and tell the school system to come up with something to replace it or come up with some evaluative instrument or something. And so they just test just fell away, and you're saying that's where you see an exponential jump
absolutely.
In the graduation rates.
Most definitely.
And
most
that's where
definitely.
And it's still it's
what is the
mess?
So that there's nothing there now other than the reporting of the schools on the graduation rate.
Yeah. So basically you can socially promote children or just make sure if they're behind, you can do whatever you need to do to make sure they graduate
yeah.
or adjust that graduation rate if you need to get that kid out of your school so they don't impact your graduation rate. Which means you can move them out of the school to go to West End Academy.
Any
there are many ways to get them
service,
off your rolls
right.
in order to boost your
so
graduation
you're saying
rate.
That's what happened in Atlanta.
Well, you look at the number. There's this huge jump, and the reason why there was that jump is because there was no longer okay. a test required. So you're taking credit for a 30%, 20-something percent jump when maybe that graduation rate is percentages, like small single digits. When I mean, no one's honest about that. It's like, why do you keep telling me you did these great things? Really? Unless you took away the graduation test. That's what happened.
Okay, when a graduation test was in place last mm-hmm. year, 2014, what was the graduation rate then?
I think it was like
58, maybe 58.6%, something like that. You know what I'm saying? Because the difference did make a difference, and it made a difference because it really should not have been there in the first place.
No,
however, it did contribute to those who weren't able to graduate in the 4 and 5 year cohorts, which is what's calculated for the graduation rate. Only that, special education children, based on the numbers that are at schools, are also not included in some of those cohorts if they have a lower percentage at the school. So that also contributes to, you know, dropout rate, but not necessarily graduation rate.
All right. Let's go. Let's go to Jihad online. Jihad.
Hey, Bose. Two things, if I could.
Mm-hmm.
You know, has the information that the superintendent shared with you been disputed?
What do you mean?
The hour and a half that you talked to her.
What specific information?
Let's take the one where she said that the board gives her instructions on what the agenda should be, and then she fulfills them. And then when they disagree on it, they have a vote on it. I'm listening to this conversation. It's like she's in charge, and the board actually worked for her. If I'm listening to this conversation correctly.
Yeah, that would be so some who would say that is kind of how it's been operated.
So then if that's the case, the issue is not with her. Your issue is with the board.
Yeah, but the only point I'm making is the board extends a contract offer, right?
Mm-hmm.
They have done that. That contract offer.
Educated,
put your headphones on so you can hear. Okay.
Okay.
That contract offer expires in June 2020. My only the big issue for me is if that is the term that you've been given, then what's the big deal?
Well, the big deal is she explained to you what the big deal was.
What?
She said, and now first she said she will accept the decision of the board. But for her to say, I want to finish a job, what's wrong with that?
The job is finished.
What's
she's at the end of her. I'm saying she's at the end of her contract, though, Jihad.
But that's correct. But still, what's wrong with her appealing to try to save her job to finish her project?
You can appeal all you want. We extended an offer. The offer has expired. And so I understand. Now, I think the point that Don makes is, okay, so now we will go on a kind of, okay, if I'm not going to be given a contract to continue, then we are going to be, because what I think you get up for is a big political fight that nobody wins. If she wins, she still loses. That's what I said to her.
Okay.
Let's just say she gets a contract and she has a very, very divided board that she has to continue to work with. How could that be helpful?
She already has a divided board.
But the thing that you don't know, Jihad, from the inside, how did it get divided this quickly?
They've been divided since the lady got here, DB.
No, Jihad. Mm-hmm. No, they have not. This lady had, look, she got a contract renewal, but unanimous vote. She had a 6-3 vote on the last renewal. Something has happened between now and then.
One, DB.
Yeah.
The lady has presented her case. If we can disprove what she said to you for an hour and a half.
But, Jihad, you're not giving. You got two parents that have done that for the last hour and a half.
They haven't disproved anything the lady said.
Yes, they have. They basically said what she said.
Like what?
Graduation rates. She just said, gave you a graduation
plus
rate.
Plus dollars.
They've gone down the list.
Did Dr. Carl Shawson, did she institute that new policy about the graduation rate?
Yes, it came right on the heels of her coming in.
I mean, she the one brought it in. She the one that set.
But Jihad, here's the thing you should say. Say, I support Dr. What they said was when the test fell away, 2014, same year she came. All right? Now, we can either check the veracity of the information. That was a 25% jump in the graduation rate reported.
Correct.
But when you had to go from a test to prove to just to say that we have a graduation rate at this level, it moved by 25%.
Right.
Yeah.
Now, you can say that did they teach something that fast? It's just
The bottom line is, that was a policy statewide.
Yeah, but you cannot brag on moved it and you did nothing to move it. Because then I got to ask, what did you do to move it? Because what we need to do is keep doing that.
That's right.
So we can keep moving.
If you didn't move it, did it go backwards?
Yeah, you're not listening. Just say you support. You're not listening. You're not listening. Dude, what I said to you is, from the time the test, if we're to believe these parents now, from the time the test that measured it, they were at 58%.
Yeah, like 56.8.
The very next year, they go to 70%
after
the test is not required.
Correct.
And if the only point I'm raising is what happened.
Since then, has it gone backwards?
They are reporting it themselves.
Beg your pardon?
They're reporting it themselves. Look, I got a lot of folks on the bottom line. Okay. You are self-reporting. And so there are a number of ways that she just told you that if I want a kid who is low performing, I can move him out of here to the West End Academy. I can move him out of a school where he's not being counted. And I can tell you that happens every day.
Right.
Yeah.
So we have another cheating scandal with principals passing on children that shouldn't be passed on.
And they can socially promote them. It ain't a cheating scandal. Right. It has been happening before. Johnny cannot read because nobody wants Johnny in the class, so they move him 9th grade, 10th grade, 11th grade, 12th grade until he moves out.
We sat here for 5 years with that knowledge.
No, brother. We sit here for as long as public school has been in. Come on, Jihad. Don't tell me you don't know that kids are socially promoted. You can't tell me you don't believe that. You know, kids are moved all the time because Johnny now is 16. We got to get him out of this class. He ain't coming to my class. That happens all the time. Let's go to CeCe on line one. CeCe, very quickly because we're just about out of time. CeCe, bye, CeCe.
Hello?
Yes.
Oh, I'm CeCe?
Yeah,
hi.
Man. Okay, yeah.
Hi, I just want to make a comment.
Okay, very quickly.
I just want to say that I can just tell you from under this leadership, there are many other people who can attest to this that I don't know if she's the one who hired the principals or if it was the board, but under her tutelage, I'll just say there are several injustices to students, displacement of certified staff, and the community.
All right. I hear you, and I will say this, good, bad, otherwise, I don't like the fact that principals are either being asked or voluntarily having to put their name on the list saying we support the superintendent. Mm-hmm. Do whatever you want, but I think this is a policy of the board, and the board hires every principal. I think it's a bad move on their part. Cliff, you got the last word quickly. You got about 30 seconds.
Hey, great radio. I really enjoyed this show. I wish that we can keep Karstoffian and the ladies in the studio. I wish they could work together because they all show a passion for what they do, and maybe they could find a way to work together
Cliff.
But I doubt it. But, you know, great show.
Shauna?
Yes, sir. Thank you.
Wrap up real quick.
Yes, thank you so much. We need the community to be aware. We need you all to ask for answers, for transparency, accountability. And we also need to work on behalf of our schools. No matter who the superintendent is, it is clear that our children need our help and support. And school is only as good as the community which supports us. And guess what? If you're not at the table, you're on the menu. So please come out and be a part of this solution, guys. Thank you so much.
I hope that will encourage a lot more people to get involved. Don Brockington Shaw, a parent over at the Mays Cluster. What final wrap up coming?
I second what Shauna said. I think we definitely need to be more active. We've got to ask more questions. And we've got to demand that we don't tear the system up in this transition and that we really start to look at how do we move forward and talk about real improvement around graduation rates, real content mastery, and making sure our kids have what they need in order for them to be able to move in the world with options. So that's where I'm looking forward to moving the conversation instead of listening to Dr. Carr Starfin on everybody's radio station.
Well, there you have it.
There you have it.
We try to give both sides the opportunity to have their say, and we'll see where this goes. Thank y'all. Y'all have always been beautiful. Great show today. Great show today. Great comments. Try to get everybody's point of view. We may not always agree, but at least you can get involved and stay involved and do like these parents have done. Start going to some of the meetings. The next meeting is going to be October 7th. 2:30 is the kind of community, the kind of executive or whatever they call it. Then at 6 o'clock is the community meeting. 2:30 is the meeting where the action really happened. Thank you, CJ, for keeping it tight and right. I'm out of here. Y'all have a great rest of your day. I'll talk to y'all tomorrow. Peace.
Too much truth.
Thank you for all that you do. I thank you for speaking out and speaking up against injustice in this nation. And God has anointed you to come against powers of darkness in high places.
It's Derek Bozeman on News and Talk 1380 WAOK.
God bless America and no place else.
WAOK Atlanta.
WVEE HD3.
Aradio.com station. News and Talk 1380 WAOK.
Breaking news, sports, weather, and traffic. We're live from the WAOK newsroom on News and Talk 1380 WAOK.
NBC News Radio, I'm Brian Shook. The chairman of the House Judiciary Committee is promising to step up investigations into President Trump. Congressman Jerry Nadler's committee approved rules for governing a possible impeachment today. He said before proceeding on impeachment, the committee first must gather facts. For the first time this campaign season, all of the top Democratic candidates.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.